I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's another dirty little secret here on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Joseph. That's not his real name, and this is not his real voice. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
Now, I want to kick everything off once again by reminding everybody that Katie and I do our best to have this be a judgment-free zone, because if we got too judgy, we're afraid nobody would call anymore.
We do our best.
Joseph, what is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is that my father has actually been having an affair with the same woman for over a decade. Not only do I know about the affair, but I know the person he's having the affair with, and she's awesome. I absolutely adore her.
Okay, now,
interesting.
I'm guessing that it is an affair because your father is married to your mother, or is this woman married to somebody else?
My father and my mother are still together.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay,
yeah.
So one day, your dad came up to you and said, hey, guess what, son? I'm having an affair.
Well, you know, I kind of found out by mistake, like, a while ago, like, back when I was in middle school. We're talking, like, a long time ago. But my dad, at the time, he explained that his relationship with my mom was broken and it won't get fixed.
What a thing to tell a middle school-aged kid.
Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to, like, he said, you know, there were things that he couldn't fix about his relationship with my mother, but he didn't want to, like, break it off or break up the family or anything, because he still loves all of us, you know? It's just a little complicated.
So then you end up meeting this woman.
You met her?
Yeah, he kind of insisted on it at a certain point. You know, he said that he loved our mother, but he also loved someone else, so he just... He wanted everybody to meet.
Where is your mom? What is she doing?
I mean, she's just unable to take care of herself without kind of getting into it too well, you know. But you know, my dad still supports her as well. Like, he's still, like, it's a very happy situation because my father's still able to take care of my mother, but also have this other relationship.
Does your mom know about the other woman?
No. That's the secret. Yeah. It would absolutely destroy her. You know, she really can't live without my father.
If you're just joining us, Joseph's dirty little secret is that he is keeping his father's affair a secret from his mother, and he has done it for a very long time, years and years. Now, do you like your mom?
I like my mom. I like my father, but we have different relationships with both of them.
Did you always feel this way about your mom? Because it's one thing as an adult to recognize that marriage is complicated and hard and all that stuff and say, like, okay, I'm going to keep my dad's secret. But to do it as a kid...
When I was looking at it as a kid, you know, I was coming from a place of, like, well, I don't want to hurt my mom.
Right, of course.
You know, anymore.
So, and you don't want to make your dad mad.
Exactly. Like,
right.
The last thing a kid wants is to see their parents fight and break up. So I was like, okay, it was just like the secret that I've had for a very long time. Looking back on it now, like, I'm like, oh, this would be a crazy situation. I would be so mad at my father, you know, now. But, like, it just, like, has come to be where I've grown up and I've come to meet the mistress, so to speak, without going into too much, and she's awesome.
Does she fill a void somewhere in your life that your mom doesn't?
In a way, it is almost like I have two moms now.
Wow.
This is nuts. It's a lot to take in. Let's say your kids found out your husband was having an affair.
Right.
And never told you.
I would never want them to have the burden of having to tell me.
But they have it.
I know, but
they have it, and they make the choice not to.
They choose to tell me or not tell me. I would wish that they chose to not tell me so that wasn't something they had to actually do.
From my perspective, I was like, well, I don't want to do anything that's going to make this situation worse. I don't want my parents to break up.
Of course.
But I want them to be happy. So, you know, I just kind of, like, kept it quiet for all those years. And, you know, we had, like, all these wonderful holidays and great family experiences still, you know?
What?
I just...
Joseph.
Keep this secret.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Does she know?
She does not. So it's just literally just between me and my father.
And your new mommy.
Holy cow.
Yes.
So you've kept this from a secret from your mom and your sister. That's a lot for one person.
Did you not tell your sister because she'd tell your mom?
I mean, it was like a sworn to secrecy thing.
Right.
Kind of a thing that me and my father have always had. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't tell a single person, even my sister.
And girls be gossiping.
And bros before hoes.
Wow. Holy cow. Well, this was a fascinating dirty little secret.
Yeah, absolutely. What an interesting family dynamic you have.
Joseph's dirty little secret is he's keeping his dad's affair secret from his mom and his sister.
And having a relationship with her.
And having a relationship with his not-mom. Wow. Well, Joseph, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for letting me get that off my chest.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Anytime.
It's dirty little secret on the wake-up call.